Skylar Fox glanced across the football field. The day was already becoming a scorcher even at 10 in the morning, and the hot, grassy scent of the lawn almost overpowered in the shimmering heat. The field was jam-packed with young teen boys vying for a spot on the varsity and junior varsity football teams, running scrimmages, ramming into the tackling dummies, and listening avidly, too. Skylar sighed. He couldn't help it. He always thought he had his feelings under control. No need to look sappy all the time where Keith Fletcher was concerned. Okay, yes, he was in love with the guy. Everyone knew it and they had moved in together just 9 months ago. But he supposed he never had a clue about what being in love would entail. Sure, he'd had lots of hookups. Lots of them. But he'd never fallen before. And with Keith? Well, Skylar had fallen all the way. Just watching him across the field in his tight shorts with those strong muscled thighs, that polo shirt taut over his brawny chest, made his heart thump and his stomach twist in a strangely pleasant way. Jeez, I just saw him a few hours ago. He shook his head at the absurdity of it all. As head football coach, Keith directed the boys and the other assistant coaches in a ballet of sorts that was well beyond Skylar's ability to understand. But just seeing his man in charge made him glow with pride. And then Keith spotted him. If his heart had thumped before, it gave a victory leap this time. Keith's face broke into a truly melting smile, and he waved. Skylar lifted his hand to return the wave and then ducked his head with embarrassment as nearly the whole field turned to look at him. He adjusted his hat and slipped behind the chain-link barrier and up into the stands. Up a few tiers, he spotted Rick Flores, the lanky Hispanic teen who had a boyfriend of his own out on the field, the stocky Alex Ryan. Rick sprawled his tall frame back against two rows of seats. His tan skin shined with perspiration in his white tank top. His canvas shorts reached down to his knees. For the umpteenth time, Skylar cursed his own fair skin that had to survive this time of year under layers of sunscreen and long shirt sleeves. His blonde hair seemed blonder, if that was possible, and his head and nose were protected under a brimmed hat. "Hey, Rick," he said. The teen looked up, shielding his eyes under a large hand. "Hey, Mr. Fox, what are you doing here? Isn't July teacher's time off?" "I wish. Do you mind if I sit with you?"
"Pull up a bleacher."
Skylar sat and jumped up just as quickly. Metal seats in the hot sun. He stuck his leather satchel under him and sat on it. "Most people don't know that teachers have a lot of meetings to go to before school starts again. I'm here most days."
"That sucks."
"Yeah, it does."
"So, are you waiting for Coach Fletcher to get done? He's looking mighty fine out there."
Skylar was certain that his cheeks were burning a furious red under the sunscreen. "Coach Fletcher is none of your concern," he said airily. "After all, don't I see Alex out there?" Rick offered a lazy smile.
"My big, handsome football player."
"That's right. So keep your eyes on him, mister." He grinned. "Hard to believe you aren't my sophomores anymore. You'll be my juniors in 2 weeks. So Alex moves up to varsity, right?" Rick beamed.
"He's official. Or will be when they pick the team."
"Have you been here every day for tryouts?" Rick scanned the sweating boys, some in pretty plum condition.
"Just supporting the team, right, Mr. Fox? Go poke Panthers."
Rick relaxed back again.
"Yeah, I've been watching the process. And do you see that player over there, hitting the tackling dummy?"
Skylar looked. A broad-shouldered teen, looking like Samoan or some other Pacific Islander in sweats and a baseball cap, kept slamming it with excessive force, while some other teens, obviously already on the team, looked on with what Skylar could only describe as disdain. "Yeah, what's with him? Why are the others giving him such a hard time?"
"Because it's not a him. It's a her."
Skylar looked again. Wide shoulders, strong stance, but yes. There was something different about how she moved now that he looked carefully. "Wow. Are we about to make history at Polk High?"
"She's pretty good, despite this crap she's been getting."